Yo, yo, happy Monday, everybody. It's my favorite day of the week. I love Mondays. Today's date is Monday, April 16th, 2018. Lots of stuff going on this week. I'm going to be getting some really good audio stuff over to you guys here on the podcast. You can check me out on Anchor, anchor.fm/JackalJive to stay up to the latest episode. That's bonus content, too, that you find exclusively on the Anchor app that you can download for free on your Android device or from the iOS store. For free, you can follow me there as well. And a few different things I really wanted to touch base on today, and something that I was really kind of researching a lot over this weekend in terms of what the standard is going to be for DJ mixers coming up in the next few years, and a few different key features that I think, you know, have really just kind of set the standard for DJ mixers now that we've really seen in trends in the last few years, and what a lot of the major DJ manufacturing companies are taking into consideration. Because the companies are listening to our feedback, by the way. I mean, when the industry tends to, you know, complain, or there's a lot of, you know, gathered collective thoughts or, you know, perspectives on certain mixers, you really kind of see the design change over the years and, you know, kind of into the next iteration. I think we saw this a lot. A good example was within the Pioneer DJM mixer range. What you would find on, you know, a lot of the original Pioneer DJM mixers, and then on the internationally wide club standard mixer, DJM 900 Nexus. One of the biggest issues that people, you know, found with these mixers, and specifically that mixer, was that there was no option to control the EQ band that the effects matrix would affect. And I think that this was big because this was a feature that would really, you know, make the difference of, you know, some clean transitions and some clean mix downs, you know, otherwise some muddled mix downs and some muddled transitions. And this is because I think EQ band monitoring, you know, especially within the FX matrix, has become a really big standard now. You know, especially with, you know, being able to more fine-tune some of the features in the mixers, especially with digital mixers. The cool thing is a lot of times when you connect them to your computer, you can open up the panel, the preferences panel, that'll bring up all the preferences that you have for the mixer. And because it's digital, you can actually change a lot of the fader curves and, you know, the EQ ranges and the frequency ranges of the EQs, you know, and the mic dB level and the talkover ratio level. So digital mixers offer a lot of variability in that. And I think that as we continue to see the growth of the technology in some of these DJ mixers, you're going to find that, you know, just more and more of these mixers are going to have that ability to have the total control over every, you know, every feature, being able to have that modified range. And I really would like to see this on more DJ mixers, by the way. I have the DJM 850, which is an awesome, awesome mixer. Absolutely no complaints for my use. But, you know, what's really cool about Pioneer, for example, is they've really kind of understood the importance of some of the more modern features that, you know, people want, especially when it comes to things like the depth and the color and the frequency change, like with the filters. I know, Alan and Heath, for a while, you've been able to change the resonance on the filters for a while now on most of their club standard mixers, and Pioneer's really starting to pick up that now, you know, with the frequency changes and how you can kind of, you know, mold the frequency to fill the filter and the other color effects. I think that was a really interesting feature. And I would really like to see, just in general, more four-channel mixers being released. I get that there's, you know, a lot of two channels out mixers out there in the you know, within the battle scene. I know Rain just dropped their 72 mixer, which is, you know, this super dope, great digital mixer with screens built in that shows you the playback of the waveforms in Serato. It's super forward thinking mixer. You have the two USB sound cards in there. And that's something else I want to touch upon. I would just love to see the growth and the continuation of having two USB sound cards and mixers. On the 900 Nexus 2, you actually have two USB sound cards. So, you know, if two digital DJs want to go back to back, you can assign two digital decks to each DJ, and, you know, you can have control over four digital decks between, you know, two laptops, or an instance of Traktor and an instance of Serato, or one of Rekordbox DJ, one of Traktor, or one one of Ableton and Ableton. And there's really unlimited possibilities creatively when it comes to this as well that I think is really cool. And this was rarely found, by the way, in a lot of, you know, mixes over the last 5 years. It was so expensive to really put in a sound card that could hold two laptops, two different sound cards that could be run through the digital matrix. But you just see this becoming more and more common now. I know the brand new DDJ 1000 by Pioneer has the two sound card feature. There's some other products out there that have the two sound card features across the four channels, which is just really cool. Like I said, I've seen a lot of creative applications of having the two sound cards, and I would like that just to continue into a mainstay feature of mixers. And what I'm also hoping for is just the improvement of stock faders across the mixer ranges for DJ hardware manufacturers. And I think now we're just getting better and better stock faders from these companies, and the technology has gotten to that point where it's a lot more efficient and effective for the companies to manufacture the fader with a good quality stem in the fader, not, you know, a little piece of plastic or something that's going to break after, you know, half a mil clicks or scratches. And, if you're not a scratch DJ, you'll really never see this problem. But whenever I do my scratch sessions, I always, it's happened to me before, even my DJ Made 50, where I've bent the fader a little bit because the stem is so weak in there. I'm actually surprised I haven't broke it off myself. But what's cool is, there's been some companies that have been able to operate in this market now for replacement faders. You know, like Infinity Faders is doing a good job, with their Infinity Fader, which, has like a really, really long lasting, it just won't break. Doesn't even have a lifetime span. It just won't break. It's just that durable that you can put into some of your mixers. But I think what the manufacturers have really kind of came to the conclusion was, why put a cheap fader in there from the beginning, and why not just invest into a better fader? Not only the crossfader, the line faders as well. This way just makes the experience for the user that much better, and they won't have to replace it down the line and spend more money, and just do something that doesn't be done. And obviously Pioneer had partnered up with Magville and kind of, developed the Magville brand faders. That's a staple in all their mixers now. And that's just really what I'd like to see more of, that is, just really good, careful detail into the crossfader so that it's ready to go out of the box. You could start jamming super, super easy. That's all there as well. And that's really much it, guys. I mean, there's just a few things right now that are super hot that every DJ mixer has just gotta have, I feel like. And we're living in a really cool age right now, where all, everybody's trying to one-up each other. And so we're starting to see a lot of these features become mainstays across the product lines here. So I think we're really in for an interesting future when it comes to the development of DJ mixers and seeing, what they bring to the table in the next few years. And that's going to be it, guys, on the Daily Podcast. Today is Monday. Go out and get it this week. I believe in each and every one of you doing daily audio content here on Anchored, published to all the major streaming platforms. This is on Apple Podcasts. You can find it over on mixcloud.com/JackalJive. You can find me on Anchor and on Twitter at JackalJive. I would love to talk to you guys there. You can link me up with anything you'd like me to talk about or research into, or if you have a question on anything I talked about here today. You can also hit me up on my website at www.jackaljive.com for all booking and all press inquiries. And we'll see you guys back here tomorrow. Hope you have a good day. Peace.